U.S. question. We haven't really talked about the U.S. We haven't talked about U.S. deficits. You keep loaning a lot of money, I think, to us. how long are you going to keep doing this for?
Well, you can see the short end of the curve keeps getting bid up and up and up. We're coming close to where they are in Europe to negative nominal yields, but we're not there yet. Clearly, in this uncertain environment, the rest of the world looks pretty scary. The U.S. looks pretty good. Right, the U.S. economy is puttering along here compared to Europe, compared to China, compared to a lot of Eastern Asia.
Would you have that view in 2 years if nothing really gets done about our deficits?
No.
Here?
No,
I mean is there a moment for you? Does it matter?
We're going to keep
as long as everybody else is sucking wind, we'll be fine.
No, that's not it. But it's the risk of a deflationary world. I mean, I think the biggest news item this week is the RMB has been weakening. So the People's Bank of China is having it go down, not
that's
up.
That's a deflationary impulse for the world.
That's a deflationary impulse for the world. So the fact we got negative nominal yields at the short end of Japan and Germany tells you people are really worried out there. Now, the U.S. is doing better in growth and revenues than a lot of other places.
Right.
And so I think it's still, as long as that relative trade goes on, I'm going to feel good about it.
A guy managing a lot of money, what you're suggesting is your biggest fear when you go to bed at night is falling prices, negative prices. Deflation is far more worrisome to you
it's far more worrisome to me as a citizen, because it tells me something about growth. As a bondholder, you're getting, it's a good deal for bondholders. That's one of the odd things out here. You know, the central banks are worried about deflation, and what are they doing to try to prevent it? They're driving up bond prices.
Right.
That's kind of funny if you stop and think about it. But while they're doing that, it's been pretty good to hold bonds.
To hold bonds.
Is there a surprise sovereign out there at all? Is there any country that's mispriced right now when you look at bonds or even municipal bonds in this kind? Is there anything where you say, okay, you know what, it's not being appreciated properly?
I think there are some countries in Asia. Malaysia is doing a little better than people think. I think there's a lot more movement in the middle of the distribution of sovereigns than people are aware of. So I think you're right. I look at that. I also think in muni space, yes, there's some cities and towns that are going bankrupt. There are other cities and towns that are in much better shape, and yet their yields have been dragged up. So we think that's still an attractive area for people to look.
Has betting against default been a good bet?
Betting against the muni default in aggregate? Yeah, sure.
And what about sovereign default?
Yeah, it's been a good bet, too. Europe is obviously a different matter, but in aggregate, yeah.
Peter, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.